for smiles, cause I've got braces on my teeth, and I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground who's always chosen last.
And that's right, don't laugh at me. This here is Big Dot, better known as Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, with you on another Thursday afternoon for the Jumbo Braille program here on the Success Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Success Radio Network that can be felt. Saying welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far, as well as those who've called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Just press that number one, join the conversation. We'll take your prayer requests, prayer praises, questions, comments, or any of those good things tonight, because once again, we have Brother Quick with us again, Dr. Doug Quick. He's going to bring us a continuation of his message that he had last week in his series. But just before he does that, who do we got with us, Ruth, that we can see if they got any prayer requests and that kind of thing before he gets started tonight?
Okay, I've got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost Band of Angels. I have you, Sister Emily, Brother Quick, Lem's dad, and Seth.
Okay, so we got six and we got Emily mainly. Okay, yeah, if you guys got any prayer requests or what have you, we'd be glad to hear from you before we get started.
Hey,
well,
Kenny.
Good evening. This is Six Eyes here. Want to say a prayer for my family, my friends, my creativity to continue, and mankind. Saying a prayer for mankind. That's it. Good evening. It is evening in our part of the world, but it is afternoon somewhere else.
9:05 p.m.
Yeah.
Notification.
So.
Be
That's the beauty of being in so many countries. Amen.
Hello, brother.
All right, and Sister Emily.
Basically, my housing situation and what I'm in the process of doing while being on the show, too. Repacking things to make it easier to take up the dad.
Well, make
okay.
sure you're on mute while doing that.
Hey, you want to come help Six?
Not at all.
Oh, come on, Brother Six. You're no fun. Or I could borrow Brother Quick and Sister Quick.
All right. So is that your all your prayer request, Emily?
Also for the rehabilitation and nursing home up where my mom's at right now, they've had 6 more cases of COVID.
And as well,
and
their decision tomorrow, they're going to release your mom.
Exactly. Also be praying for Dad because I don't think he's been feeling so hot all night.
Okay.
I'm glad your mom's coming back. I get bust.
Well, we don't know that until tomorrow, Ruth.
Well, they better let her home before Thanksgiving or Brother Quick's going to have to pray a devil out of me.
Right. All right. Well, we're going to let Brother Quick pray over these requests. And then remember, Brother Quick, near the end of your message, when you are ready for your invitational song, just cue me in, and I'll start it anytime you're ready. So go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ken. It's good to be back with you again. Quick and I have been in North Carolina. We just nicely walked back in the house just a few moments ago. we've been to our annual jubilee. This was the 30th annual jubilee, and Ms. Quick and I have had the privilege of being able to be in several of those last few years. But this time, this by far was indeed a jubilee. The Lord met with us every service, and there was just the manifestation of his presence. And we knew it, and we appreciated it so much. And I don't have a whole lot of voice left because I have been shouting and praising the Lord a good little bit. And so you'll have to help me if I bug you just a little bit because I can't talk real good. Well, you just remember, next week I'll probably be back ready to go again, and so don't be too hard on me this week, amen? All right.
Amen.
Let's pray for these requests. Our Father, thank you for this time together again, and thank you for Miss Emily and these requests that she brought. I'm asking now that you just be with her mama. I'm glad that they're going to be releasing her tomorrow. And I would ask that you just protect her. These COVID cases are just no fun to be around, that is for sure. And then I think she was saying something about her dad. And I didn't quite catch all that, but, Lord, you know all about that. And so I'm just asking that you just work your sweet will there also. And then thank you for Brother Six Eyes and how he's always got something that he wants folks to be praying for. And I'm just thrilled to be able to be here to hear these requests and then bring them to you, Lord. And I'm asking for the general mankind. That's what Brother Six Eyes has asked for. And I know where he's coming from because the world in which we're living today is such a wicked, wicked place to live, and it's a hard to live, and we're just asking for your sweet will in the lives of those that will hear us this night. Just work your sweet will. Those that don't know Christ yet, asking that you'll just minister unto them and just help them to understand exactly what they ought to be doing to come to know you as their personal Savior. Those of us that do know you, we're asking that you just help us to grow in that grace, and we'll just thank you for all of these requests that you brought to our attention. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to be back in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 18 again tonight. I want to finish my thoughts on this verse. I started last week on the first part of it where this verse of Scripture says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." And last week I dealt with, "But grow in grace." I said for the last 9 weeks before that, I had been preaching to you about the fact of the importance of being born again. Well, it's time to help us to understand, those of us that do know Christ, we have responsibilities, and that main responsibility is to grow. We're no different than our children when they were born. We didn't want them to stay that size. We wanted them to grow up. And today, Miss Quick and I have three boys, all of them serving the Lord, all of them married. And I can remember when each one of them first came in this world. And it's just amazing to see how they have grown up now. And that's what we want in the Christian life. I've been dealing with the subject of being born again for the last 9 weeks. And then last week I switched it over to growing as a born-again Christian. We can't just have the teaching and the preaching of you must be born again if you have trusted Christ as your personal Savior. You're no different than me. You got to have something that you can latch on to that will help you to grow in how you live your life for the Lord. Now, this week, I want to look at the rest of this verse of Scripture. I dealt with but growing grace. Now, tonight, I want to look at the fact of in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him be glory both now and forever. Amen. You see, in the presence, in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is something that's very important for us to latch on to as born-again children of God. The best and most mature born-again person in this world is still in need of growing spiritually. We never get to the point where we don't need to grow anymore in the things of the Lord. That's not a possibility. Because the most mature Christian that you'll ever meet still needs to have time where he can spend with the Lord and grow more than what he has grown at that point. To be given the privilege of growing up in Christ is the greatest privilege known to man. To grow in Christ indeed makes each person to be just like Christ. Have you ever stopped to think about that, born-again people? We have been saved by the marvelous grace of God, not just so that we can go around and tell everybody, "Well, I know the Lord is my personal Savior." Oh, no, no, no. We're supposed to be doing that. But the main emphasis that God puts on your heart and your life, just like he did on my heart and my life, is that now that we have been born into the family of God, we ought to grow up and be just like Christ as much as what we can. No, we can't be God. Only Jesus is God. Only the Father is God. Only the Spirit is God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. I believe in that triune God very much. But we can't be God. Can take on a lot of those facts and figures that Jesus gave us when he lived here on this earth some 2,000 years ago. The knowledge of Christ is that which comes through a supernatural revelation. The only way that we can learn about the Lord is for the Lord's Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to be here to teach us. That's the only way that we can do it. Therefore, for any of us who are born again to be ignorant of Christ, that leaves us without apology. That would be like being a student at a high school, or being a student in a college, being a student in a university. And come test day, you have to walk in and say, I'm sorry, teacher. I'm sorry, professor. I really didn't get the stuff down real good. Can I come back next week and take this test over? No, you're going to flunk. That's what they're going to do. They're going to flunk. They're going to fail you. Because you came to class and you were not prepared for what was there for you to do. And that's how it is in the Christian life. For us to be ignorant of Christ is without apology. Every born-again child of God does have at least some knowledge of Christ. It doesn't matter if you've just been born again, if you've just trusted Christ as your own personal Savior. If that's all that you've got, you're not somebody that's going to have to sit around here and say, man, I just don't know anything about this. No. Every born-again person has at least some knowledge of Christ. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says these words, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, my goodness. I remember that night that I trusted Christ to become my Savior. I remember that very, very well. And you know, when I got down on my knees and I began to pray, I was full of fear. But after just two or three words, that fear turned into joy. Oh, my soul. I got up off my knees and I said, Lord, I only got one need now. I got to tell somebody what just happened in my heart. And it wasn't long, and there was that somebody, and I told him, and I've been telling people what happened in my heart and life ever since. And that's been well over 60 years ago. You see, those who know more about Christ can only know a part about him, because none of us are ever going to know everything about him. That is what all born-again folks are urged to do. We're urged to grow in grace. We're urged to grow in the knowledge of Christ. Jesus is very important to every believer. Just what is required in this growing process? Well, this knowledge needs to become a more certain fact. You see, when Jesus saved my soul, I didn't take up learning a guessing game. No, I didn't guess about anything. And here's the reason why. When I cried to save my soul, I did that through faith. And Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 1 says this, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's why, born again people, when you walk in the street uptown, you're going to the store to get something, somebody will stop you and they'll say to you, "Boy, you don't look, you don't act like what you used to act like. What happened to you?" Because they can see there's a difference in you. They can see that there is a difference in you. And that's where we just jump in and tell people exactly what happened to us and let them know that same thing can happen to them. Amen. You see, what is required in this growing pattern? Well, this knowledge most assuredly will humble every believer. You don't get proud, not in the Lord. Learn something about the Lord. You don't get proud about that. No, no, no. That's not something that you do in pride. That's something that you do in humility. It will humble you to learn something about the Lord. This knowledge will indeed become more spiritual. Just because you've learned something about the Lord today, that doesn't mean that's the end of it. You're just to keep right on learning, and you're going to find out that what you have learned will become a more spiritual lesson for you and over again. You see, this knowledge will bring about much, much reliance upon Christ. I came to know Christ as my personal Savior July 22nd, 1956. You see, that's a long time ago. That's a long, long time ago. But you know what I've been doing ever since then? I've been learning. Every day, it seems like, the Lord will teach me something new. I can't go around and say, "Man, I got a handle on this. Let me tell you something." No, no, no. Because when God teaches me something about his only begotten Son, it will humble me. I will tell people what I have learned, but not through pride, through humility. You see, just how can every born-again person grow up with such knowledge? Every one of us can grow up with this kind of knowledge. How is it that we can do that? We must be sensible to all of our ignorances. Let me say that again. How can every born-again person grow up with such knowledge? We can do it when we become very sensible to our own ignorances. When we become very sensible to exactly what we really do not know yet. We cannot depend upon our own understanding of Christ. We must look unto Jesus himself. You say, "Well, preacher, how in the world can we do that?" Well, I'm glad that you asked me. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2 says this: "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth." Did you hear what that said? If ye then be risen with Christ, if you have been born again and you're a member of God's family, and you know that you're born again, and you know that you're in God's family, if you know that, then you're to seek those things which are above. Those things which are above. What's that, preacher? That's those things which are above. we don't know what all goes on in heaven, and we'll never know that until we get there. But because we have been saved by the marvelous grace of God, cannot live our life on a term of selfishness. We can't do that. If God has saved our soul, we have that responsibility to tell anyone and everyone, well, listen to us, just exactly what happened in our heart and how God can do the same thing in their heart. If you live for the Lord and you get out around the public, they're going to notice there's something different about you. That gives you opportunity to be able to tell them what I just said. You see, we must not look onto ourselves when we're learning about the Lord Jesus. We need to look onto him. We need to set our sights above where we're at and set our sights on heavenly things, on heavenly thoughts. That's what Jesus taught his disciples to do. Well, how is it that every born-again person can grow up with such knowledge? We can do it when we learn how to cry unto God for more wisdom. I can't come up with this wisdom on my own. Born again Christian, you can't come up with this on your own. No. That's why we have church services where communities can come together. Church families can come together. They come together for the singing, good songs. They come together to worship the Lord together. They come together to strengthen each other together. That's what we get together for. Because we can cry unto our God for more wisdom. And we can do that a whole lot easier in the church house. Oh, we have to learn how to abstain from every worldly lust. There is a four-letter word that unsaved people keep getting it mixed up all the time. My wife and I have been in love with each other for some 58 years. It'll be 58 years come December. We've been in love with each other. O-V-E. You know what the world has a problem with? It's the same four-letter word, but they spell it differently. They spell it L-U-S-T. L-U-S-T and L-O-V-E are two separate things. Oh, listen to me. If we're going to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, if we're going to grow in that knowledge, then we're going to have to put a stop on these worldly lusts that fly around us all the time. Every day there will be something that will be coming flying at us, and it will confuse us if we're not careful. This is the bottom line for every person. To every unbeliever, Christ is willing to receive you no matter if you're the worst sinner in the county. Jesus is still willing to receive you and to forgive you and to welcome you into his family. You see, As soon as you are willing to repent of your sins and trust the saving power of Christ, you can be saved. You most surely can be saved. But what about those of us who are saved? To every believer, the Lord has given us instruction. It's 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Listen to it. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You've been born again. You've trusted Christ to save your soul. This is the next step for you. We're to study the Word of God, and we're to study it to show ourselves approved unto God. And we're not to be a workman that needs to act shamefully. No. We're to be a workman that needs not to be ashamed, because we're to be a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what I've been doing with 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. I've been dividing this thing so that you and I both can understand exactly what that verse of Scripture is teaching us. I believe we all can see the importance of growing up in the knowledge of Christ. That verse of Scripture one more time. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Listen to the rest of this verse. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. I hope that I have helped you to understand what this verse of Scripture means. And Ken, you can go ahead and begin that song, my thoughts on what I've been looking at here this night. This verse of Scripture is so important to us. It tells us to grow in grace. It tells us that we're to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It tells us to him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Listen to this. I'm telling you the truth. There can still be someone listening tonight that has never trusted Christ to save them. I know that's very, very possible, because I have preached all around this nation of America. I've preached all around this nation. I have seen sinners sit there and hang on to the pew, thinking that something was about to get them. And I've met with them at the door as they're leaving and asked them, did they know Christ? And they said, no. And the next time that I was there for another meeting, they wouldn't be there. And I would check with the pastor, and the pastor would let me know, oh, they made a deal with God. They said, they told the Lord he'd leave them alone. They wouldn't bother him. And that's the type of person that's lost and on their way to hell. And you could still be that person without Christ, because it could be that you have never trusted him to save your soul. You need to do that. You need to understand, when the Spirit of God begins to convict you of your sin, you need to fall on your face before God and plead with him to forgive you of every sin, and plead with him to save your soul. And he's going to do that. He's going to do that because I read that in Romans chapter 10, verse number 13. Remember? Let me read it to you again. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, I really wish that you would write me a note and tell me about it so that I can pray for you. My address is 1122 Church Street, Waycross, Georgia, USA. That's my address. 1122 Church Street, Waycross, Georgia, 31501, and that's in the USA. Write me a note. Tell me about it. You write me a note, I'll know exactly how I need to be praying for you. And I'd be glad to pray for you. You see, this is not a joke. This is a real thing. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because to him is all the glory, both now and forever. Amen. That will never change. That will never change. He is to receive all of the glory. The only way he can receive all of the glory from those of us who do know Christ as our personal Savior, the only way that he can receive all the glory is for you and me to settle down and have ourselves a set time every day, every morning, every night, whenever it is, when we can take the Word of God and study it to show ourselves approved unto God. That's our responsibility, those of us who know Christ as our personal Savior. That's our responsibility. And I want to encourage you. Give me a note. 1122 Church Street, Waycross, Georgia, 31501, USA. I want to hear from you. That way I'll know exactly how I ought to be praying for you. Our Father, thank you for these moments together. Thank you for how you brought Miss Quick and me back to the house where we would have time to be able to sit down for just a few minutes and have some prayer before we came on the radio. Thank you for that. Thank you for how you just watched over us. Thank you for how you just brought us through a real Jubilee meeting at our home church. Thank you for every service. Every service, you were there to meet our need. And those of us who were born again knew that. And we were so thankful. And we just praised your name all the more because of what you were doing in our midst. So I'm just asking now that you just help these people that have heard me. Help them to just write me a note. Just have them to write me a note. In that note, they can just tell me, do they know Jesus? Do they not know Jesus? How long have they known Jesus? And what needs do they have that I could be praying for? And I will just greatly appreciate your hand upon them and their kindness in helping me to pray for them right. Be with us now, and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That was a good there message there, Brother Quick, and now we're going to get the mics open here at 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Just press the number one so we know that you want to get into conversation. You can ask your questions or comments here about the message tonight. So just give us a few seconds to open your mics, and we'd be glad to hear your comments and stuff. And Brother Quick can answer any question you have about his message. But I just want you to know, Brother Quick, it was a real good message. Even though you had your voice there, I could tell that you've been real hoarse tonight, but you definitely made it through, and I thank the Lord for that.
Thank you, Brother Kim.
All right, Sister Ruth, who do we got with us yet tonight?
Now, we always have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and of Angels. We have you, Sister Emily, Brother Quick, M's dad, Six, and me.
Okay, well, you got their mics open?
Everybody's on.
All right, anybody got questions or comments?
I definitely echo great message. Great message. And you have definitely known the Lord for, you say, 60 years. That's a great time to know him. And it's just a great message. Can't take away one part. And I encourage people that's going to listen to the show later on to listen to it in its entirety and get a great message. So thank you.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
All right. And speaking of which, Six, would you mind telling people how they could go check out the podcast if they wish to?
Yes. So with your device, be it iPhone or Android, you have an app called Podcast. And all you have to do is select and open up that podcast. And in the search, you want to type in Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, Radio, R-A-D-I-O. And in the top right corner, you press subscribe. And you would have Six Eyes Radio on demand. You'll never miss another episode. And you get a reminder each time we get ready to go on air, and you'll have the latest episode from the Six Eyes Radio Network. So if you download the show tonight, you will have the latest message from Brother Quick. Just type in Six Eyes Radio in the search, Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, Radio, R-A-D-I-O. And in the top right corner, press subscribe, and you will have the Six Eyes Radio Network. Thank you.
All right. And as I've mentioned, for those that happen to be like me or Brother Six and happen to be blind or even legally blind, if they use the GPS tracker, the newer one that's called the Vicar Trek, it has podcast capability on there as well. In the box, just type in Six Eyes Radio. You could put a space in there. It will accept it with a space, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S-R-A-D-I-O. Type that in, and then search it. It'll pop up there, and then hit, of course, add to podcast list. And when you do that, not only can you get the present podcast, the present episodes, but you could go way back in the search, and you could get past episodes. So that's a good key feature, too. So like Brother Quick's messages, you could go back and get all the past episodes so that you don't miss any of the series that he's done. Amen. It's a great feature. And then, of course, we got Emily there. You got any questions, Em?
No, just one time, man. It was a really good message. Let's put it this way. You know how I've made cracks about your preaching? You can stomp on some toes.
Yeah.
Brother Quick did one of your stunts tonight. He stomped on some toes.
Amen. So that's what I like about him. He does that quite a bit. I kind of, when I started preaching and I got around him, I kind of took after him a little bit.
Yeah, he's going to be one of those, and when it get to heaven, Jesus is going to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I mean, he really could preach. This guy is really great.
All right. So we just want
Ken,
to, yeah.
I was just going to ask Brother Quick, while we were on the show, I had to keep my attention on the show so a certain something didn't happen.
Okay.
You know what I mean with that saying.
All right. All right. Well,
I had to use Brother Quick's message to prevent something.
Right.
We're praying for you, sweetheart.
All right. And one other message I want to get out there. If anybody would like to keep shows just like this one on the air, there are two possibilities that you can donate and give a love offering. First off, there's the PayPal app. If you use PayPal, you go in there and you enter the email address 6i6@gmail.com. That's SIXEYES, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, SIXEYES, digit number 6@gmail.com. Now, use the Cash App. You enter $ SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift in there. And not only do we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very much, but Brother Quick will back me on this. The good Lord will bless you. Amen.
That's right.
So, and then finally, with Brother Quick's address, his mailing address, once again, 1122 Church Street, Waycross, Waycross, Georgia. And you said that zip was 31501. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then also, for those that use email and they wish to get a message to get them, you can email me at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, the letter N as Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on the throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, @gmail.com. Just in the subject line, please place comments for Brother Quick, Q-U-I-C-K, comments for Brother Quick. And then I will make sure, just put your comments in the body of your email, and then I will forward on any and all comments to him with no problem at all. And then he'll get back to you, so that be another option for you. All right. So, Brother Six, do you have any closing comments that you want to give for tonight? And we'll let you close us in prayer.
Well, once again, thank us. We had a great show tonight. It's getting cold outside, so please make sure you have your furnace checked by a proper technician, not your neighbor, not your uncle, not your cousin that think he or she knows what they're doing, but have your furnace checked by a proper technician. Make sure your air ducts are vacuumed, free of dust. Make sure your air filter is free of dust. And we want you to be safe on the 6 Hours Radio Network. Also, make sure you have working batteries in your smoke detector. Make sure you have your carbon dioxide detectors, fresh batteries as well. And once again, I want to thank you, Lord, for everything you do and continue to do for each and every one of us, asking that you pray for the ills of the world and just fix us, keep working on us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. And for everybody here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, we'll catch you tomorrow for the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang Show. God bless and see you tomorrow.
All right. Take care, Brother Quick, and hello to First Lady Quick.
Thank you, my brother.
And hello to Wild
Ken.
Yes, sir.